It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, food safety is important for everyone, but especially for pregnant women. My guest is Dr. Mesh Seibel, and he's going to tell us about what foods that we might need to avoid for smart food choices when we're pregnant. So, Dr. Seibel, what foods should we avoid? Because I know I was told to I couldn't eat sushi and that I had to be, you know, wary of certain meats and rare to raw meats, you know, carpaccio and such. So tell us what foods you really would tell a patient, you know, steer clear of these while you're pregnant.
I think the main thing is to, you want to try and avoid raw or undercooked or anything that could possibly be contaminated, particularly in the area of seafood. And I think that food like fish is a wonderful food. I think it's wonderful for the baby's brain development, but we mentioned earlier that for pregnancy, we advise women to try not to eat fish more than about once a week because there's always the potential risk of mercury. You mentioned the sushi, and I think that sushi can be a problem. I do have people that I know that have eaten sushi on a regular basis. They have there's a lot of raw fish, but they're also a lot of times heavier fish, and they're more at risk for the mercury. I would just stay away from the raw fish altogether. So that would be one of the most important things.
And now, as an obstetrician gynecologist, what do you think about, I mean, smoked seafood and smoked fish, smoked salmon, smoked turkey, the smoked foods?
Probably a little bit of that is not going to be a problem, but I think in general, I would avoid the smoked foods as a mainstay. I don't think many people, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think people are eating that all the time. Certainly in the holiday seasons, you get a lot of smoked turkeys and things like that, but I wouldn't buy, for instance, raw poultry that's been pre-stuffed, anything that could have more likelihood of bacteria. Another thing that's very simple is I would be cautious with any foods that you have about leaving them out for more than a couple of hours because bacteria will grow, and if you want to keep them refrigerated and cold when you're more susceptible to food poisoning. You want to try and avoid undercooked meats where you have risk of E. coli or other types of infection, cooked eggs, you know, until the egg yolks and the whites are firm, and things that you can do that are simple just as a precaution.
Now, there's a movement today, Dr. Seibel, with raw milks and raw cheeses and unpasteurized things coming in. You know, is there a problem with this? I mean, you know, typically, usually the bacteria is not an issue, but what if you're pregnant? Then do you have to be especially careful?
If it was me and it was during a pregnancy, I wouldn't eat unpasteurized foods at all.
Well, I mean, that pretty much states it simply. What about caffeine?
You know, caffeine, it's sort of like everything in moderation. I think if a person has a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, I don't think that that's going to be a problem. But I mean, there are some people who do feel, there are some doctors who feel that they would avoid that altogether. Same thing is true with alcohol. I mean, some people say I wouldn't touch a sip. And I think, of course, less is always better. But an occasional glass of wine, I don't think is a problem either. I think if wine, an occasional glass of wine, were going to cause major factors, then probably not many of us would be here because probably everybody has,
That's true.
Done that. But on the other hand, I mean, I think it's very clear that drinking excessively, even several glasses of wine, can be problematic. So I would definitely avoid that.
Well, I know that that's a big controversy. And when I was pregnant, I was off the record told that I could have, you know, the occasional glass. And if I was at a party or really just wanted a couple of sips, there was no problem. And then, of course, as you say, the school of thought is generally no amount is typically safe. What about other things like diet soda and things with aspartame or NutraSweet or artificial sweeteners, dyes. Do any of these, have they been shown to cause a problem during pregnancy?
You know, the absolute answer is not 100%. Were it me, I would avoid them. I just would avoid them. And there's plenty of great beverages, such as just butter is a great thing. Milk is a great thing. I would just avoid sodas, diet, and any of those diet drinks. But, you know, we were talking about unpasteurized, and another area where someone may not realize it, but, you know, some cheeses can be unpasteurized. So unless it's labeled as pasteurized or it's made with pasteurized milk, I wouldn't eat those either. Think cheese like brie or feta or camembert or blue cheese or some of these, the queso blancos, you know, that go with the Mexican-style cheeses. I would just be cautious and make sure that it is pasteurized.
Well, that's a good point, because nowadays you go into your local Whole Foods, there's 5,000 cheeses. And so I think that what you're saying is that we have to really be extra careful. Read labels, right? I mean, because that's going to be, of course, for all of our healthy eating. And Dr. Seibel, I'm an exercise physiologist, so I'm a big label reading person. But when you're pregnant, it becomes just that much more important, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, people should be reading the label anyway, because, you know, just from the standpoint of weight gain and how many calories that you want to be eating during your pregnancy or even when you're not pregnant, because a lot of times people don't even understand that just because something is 100 calories per serving, the container it's in may actually be 2 or 3 or 5 servings, and they eat the whole thing and they think they've gotten 100 calories and they've gotten 500 calories or more.
Okay, Dr. Seibel, big question. How much weight gain? I mean, this is really a little off topic, but you know, what weight gain do you tell your patients is safe? Because some of us jumped up 40. I'm only 4'10". Some people stick around 20, 25. What's a safe weight gain?
Well, the average person is going to gain about 2 to 4 pounds during their first trimester. And then they're going to gain about a pound a week after that. So if you're about average weight, you're going to gain about 25 to 35 pounds. If you're a little bit underweight, you're going to gain, it's okay to gain a few more pounds, like 28 to even 40 pounds. If you're overweight to begin with, it's not a time to diet. You might gain a little less, like 15 to 25 pounds. And if you have twins, then you may gain, of course, a little bit more, 35 to 45 pounds. But the average weight gain for a pregnancy is about 25 to 35 pounds.
It certainly is not a time to diet, but it's also a time that you have to try and control, just because some of us feel that, you know, oh, I get to do whatever I want now.
Well, you may be eating for two, but it's not two equally sized people, you know.
That's right.
It's not you and your partner. It's just you and your baby. And remember, the baby in the first trimester is about the size of a grape. It's not going to eat that much. And so you don't really need that many extra calories a day. You just need to choose your foods well and eat healthy. The most important thing is to try and just eat really healthy foods, and you'll do fine.
And that certainly is great advice. In the last minute here, give us your best advice for a healthy pregnancy. And you can include exercise and eating. We only have about 30 seconds.
I think the most important thing you can do, make sure your house is safe, that there's no lead in the, you know, ahead of time. You want to make sure that you are exercising, but when you start to get tired and your heart rate starts to go up, that's the time to quit so you don't deprive oxygen from the baby. Eat regular meals and don't be afraid to snack. And if you need to rest, take naps. And all those things will work out to a great outcome, a great pregnancy.
And one thing I always say is pregnancy is not a disease. It's an exacerbated state of health. So just as Dr. Seibel has said, eat healthy. Make sure your house is safe. Everything in moderation. Watch the medications that you take. Get your exercise, but not too extreme. And don't start. That's not the time to start a whole new exercise program. You're listening to Radio MD. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well. We'll be right back.